Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Over the years, I've met with thousands of families to review their financial situation and go over their new loan options. My favorite one has to be the cash out refinance. It's that one loan that can make such a huge impact, saving people up to $1,000 a month. A cash out refinance is just as easy as a normal refinance, but we don't stop there. We get you the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online for your cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karajanis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties, seating from 15 to 160 people.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, there's nothing better than getting a great shave. And I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving, and the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave: weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
Pro customers at Lowe's save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. That's 5% on all purchases in store or online, subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
So join his partners and peers.
There's no fun left on the
board. We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
60% of the time it works. every time.
From Anchorman.
What I like is that it doesn't even fit the words of the song. And we think you'll get lots of 60% of the... That doesn't even make sense. Nothing about the show makes sense. Well, good afternoon. And welcome to the October 31st Halloween edition of Pinion's Playhouse, which means what it means every year. Whatever show we do, that's the last show before the kids go out trick-or-treating, is the Freddie Freeman joke. Started many, many years ago as just another joke. Took about 30 seconds to a minute. Now it's like an encyclopedia. And if you know what that used to mean.
Hey!
There are people who aren't kids. They're 30. They don't know what the word encyclopedia means.
Wow. I've never thought about that.
Because you know what an encyclopedia is?
Lying? I know what an encyclopedia is, yes.
Okay. Well, a lot of people don't.
Now everything is Wikipedia because it's all online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a... I don't even know if they sell them anymore. Still a round of introductions, and we'll start with that guy you just heard, the control board operator from Birmingham, England. Even though he was born here, he's still very British, as you'll hear in his voice. He's Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hi to, I think I know who you're going to say hi to. Go ahead.
Hello to everybody, and also my mom and dad that I'm currently hitting up for money for my teeth. Thank you.
Oh, it was your car. Teeth? Last time it was a car.
I know. Now I've moved on to my teeth.
Oh, my goodness.
The teeth is better chance of getting me a date.
Mom and dad, you might want to move and not tell him where you're moving. Rodney, it was a great Rodney Dangerfield. Like, oh, I'll tell you, my parents, they were so cruel. They hated me. I came over to school one time and they had moved. You know what I mean? I watched him again the other night on YouTube, too. Like, we're talking about the old cars and stuff. Man, there's nobody today like Rodney.
No.
Or like a lot of those people. Bill Cleveland stuck around, so he's with us. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, and you mentioned the Encyclopedia Britannica, or one of these. The last printed edition was in 2010.
There you go.
Wow.
7 years ago.
Wow.
I can't even believe they had one 7 years ago.
Yep.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
I don't particularly think that's funny when we do that with Dan.
It
makes it sound like he's stupid, and I don't like it. But Limey insists on playing it. So, Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are with Stiefel, and you can get a second opinion on your portfolio, your retirement portfolio.
Oh my goodness. This is horrible.
I really don't have a brain.
Yeah. No, play it again if I only had a brain. Go ahead, just play it again.
If I only had a brain.
Wow.
Do you want to start over? They are with Stiefel.
I guess not.
A member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com.
We knew our part.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Tim Woodburn is not just a newsman. That's right. In Britain, he would be called a private dick. Here, it's private eye. Isn't that interesting? An eye here and a dick there.
Yeah.
Private eye, private dick. Of course, the eye is for investigator. Tim, how you doing?
Steak and sex, my favorite pair. Have them up the same way, very rare.
What? That's my Rodney. You got me on Rodney.
Like open mic night here.
When you have to tell people it was Rodney, that means it really wasn't Rodney.
Everybody knew it was Rodney except you, Dad.
All you have to do is go, I don't get no respect. Just say I don't get no respect.
No respect at all.
If you start with that, then we know who it was.
Everybody knew except you, Frank.
What was the other?
Say it again. What was the lines?
Steak and sex, my favorite pair. Have them both the same way. Very rare.
No, that was still bad.
Hebe Jimenez
is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is kind, Dan.
Rat Boy's still missing, but I remember, and I kept this recording from last year. I said, Rat Boy, what did you give all the kids when they come to the door? And he said, that's a recording from last year. We're very concerned. We do not know where Rat Boy is. This is starting to bother me. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Why can't ghosts have babies?
Why can't ghosts have babies?
Yeah.
Hang on. I don't know.
Because they have Halloweenies.
Oh, God. I know, Tim. I'm with you.
Just when you think you can't get any worse.
But see, that's not a joke a little kid could tell. A little kid shouldn't tell that joke.
Probably not, no.
So why did you tell it?
Because I just like it.
Kids could be listening, and now you've been a bad influence on them.
Yep.
We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union, 43 locations. Sponsors of the yard sale Saturday morning, where your host and co-host, this is actually a big announcement, Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss. Last Saturday morning, next Saturday morning, they'll be there for you, 7 to 9 o'clock. One sponsor only. Not a bunch of commercials. Four times an hour, you'll hear from First Community Credit Union. Yes.
Tim. When I was such a nice guy and gave Limey a shirt, and then Limey immediately went and sold the shirt 5 minutes later to Scott Sherman, and he put it on the yard sale. How did the shirt bring in any money?
Dan, $25.
How much?
$25.
$25
for a shirt that Limey almost wore.
Yeah.
Why is it in the filing cabinet in the back then?
And he signed it because the lady's got to come and pick it up.
Oh, wow.
Scott's going to meet her.
Sell it again. Yeah.
See that yard sale? Sell stuff. Mm-hmm. First Community Credit Union is the sponsor. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. You say, what's the real difference between a credit union and a bank?
What's the real difference, Frank, between a credit union and a bank?
Well, Bill,
glad you asked.
They're in many ways, they're the same. They're both places to do your banking. Whatever you do now at a bank, you can do at First Community Credit. You know, there's an old song, anything you can do, I can do better than you. I think that would probably be good for First Community Credit Union is their song. I think that if you ask the members, that's what we're called, not just customers, is banking better here or where you used to be? I think you'd find every one of them said better. It's better here. We like the rates, how competitive they are. We never have to worry about whether or not we're getting the best rate. We like the service, the level of service, and the number of services offered. There you go. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. There's a website called ranker.com. I guess they just rank things. They asked 51,000 people, what is the scariest movie ever? I'll go around the room. You tell me what you think they said, Limey.
I'm going to say the first Chucky movie.
Oh, Chucky.
Ooh, I forgot about Chucky. Chucky's pretty scary.
Yeah. Bill? Nightmare on Elm Street.
Dan?
I'm going to go with The Exorcist.
Tim?
Creature of the Black Lagoon.
Original Halloween is the answer.
Ooh, wow.
The original Halloween. 51,000 people. That was the answer more of them gave than any other movie.
You think The Shining is considered a Halloween movie?
I like
movie.
Terrible movie.
Yeah, I agree. That's
terrible.
Stupid.
The one thing that actually killed it about that movie is, I don't even remember her name, whoever plays Jack Nicholson's wife.
Shelley Duvall.
So bad acting. Just, it was horrible.
I agree. I did not like it at all. It didn't scare me. It was silly.
Red Rum.
I stayed in the hotel where it was filmed. Speaking of, I've been everywhere.
Yeah.
You been there?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's out in Colorado. Ooh. It was pretty creepy. It was fun to walk around that place.
Is that an Estes Park?
I don't remember the city.
It looked like a pretty neat hotel.
Well, it was nice. It was an old, antiquated hotel that was all fixed up, and they had lunch there and stayed
there.
But
they still have that knocked-out door where you stuck in. Here's Johnny.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Still had the axe through the door.
Wow.
Take your picture next time.
You've been everywhere just like Bill.
Yeah.
My son called me. He says, hey, Dad, I'm on the Pistols Plus Facebook page. He got his suppressor. So he has a Ruger 22 with a suppressor. You gun people know what I'm talking about. So if you want to check him out, he's on the Pistols Plus. It's his Facebook page of Pistols Plus. You'll find it. There's a I mentioned earlier when Bill was talking about these haunted places. There was a segment on TV that was talking about Alton, Illinois, is one of the haunted, most haunted towns. But here's the part: they said the reason it's so haunted is lots of the old foundations in Alton are made of limestone, and spirits are attracted to limestone.
They
now,
are?
Come on.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Why?
Who knows?
Why?
I thought you were going to, I'm not going to lie, I thought he was going to tie into like limey or something.
No,
like,
no.
You know, dead British
no.
or whatnot.
And I just, limestone. I laughed out loud when I saw that. I thought this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And then just before, we're about to get to Freddie Freeman, but this to me, if anybody my age told our parents about what's going on with this whole transgender thing, they just look at you and go, what are you talking about? Check this out. One of my sons has a son, and they have friends who have kids, and a friend of theirs said that they actually have a niece, nephew, whatever, who's a freshman in high school. And at this particular high school, and I'm sure it's not the only one, they have counselors now because so many of the kids aren't sure about their gender identity.
Oh, my God.
You got to be kidding me.
I think it's they're following. They're like followers.
You're ignorant.
Jumping in going, you know
here,
what?
Here.
You're right.
I'm a counselor, all right? I'm a counselor, and a kid comes in and goes, Mr. Pinion? I can't see for a minute. I go, yes, Pat. What's the problem? I'm not sure about my gender identity. Okay, two words. First of all, before the two words, drop your pants or pull down your dress. Look down. Okay, look down. That's it. What do you see? Penis? You're a guy. Vagina? You're a girl. Next counseling session.
Well, first of all,
but
you could do
identify,
that.
But identify something.
Yeah, right. That's what got Kevin Spacey in trouble.
What got him in trouble?
Just saying, looking at a young people's private parts. You know,
no, no. What got him in trouble? He was lying on top of a 14-year-old in bed. That's a little different.
Pull your pants down.
I would just say, look down, tell me what you see, now you know your gender. I cannot believe this, that this many kids are not, they're not really sure about their gender identity. Whew. So that's all I got. Here that's it comes.
Right. Are we all sure of our gender identity on the show?
I'm absolutely positive.
We know everybody.
Call me the elephant
you
man.
Bet.
Just checking.
Yeah. I know my gender.
Yeah, that's a good one, Dan. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Buckle up, Tim and Limey, because you guys.
Wow.
Now, I don't use any notes for jokes. This is the one exception. This joke has become so long. And hit what?
Do I have to get ready for anything on my side?
No, mm-hmm. You'll know when. No, you just enjoy till the end, okay?
All right. Sit back. That's
this,
what he told.
This joke it started growing extensions, and I asked yesterday, should we just go back and tell the original version? Oh, no. The emails I got? No, tell the whole thing. So for Tim and Limey, let me set this up for you. This is a story, a Halloween story about a little boy named Freddie Freeman. And Freddie cannot say F. He can say V, but F. It comes out B when he says it. Okay? Are you with me so far?
Ready. I got
with
you.
Freddie cannot say F's. They all come out as a B. All right?
Got it.
He goes to the door, and the lady answers the door, and he goes, trick or treat, Mrs. Bergeson. And she says, well, who is this little... Who's this little man in this pirate costume? He says, it's me! Freddie Freeman. She says, Freddie Freeman, how are you? He says, I'm fine. She says, Freddie, you're getting so big. He goes, yeah, I'm in burst grade now. I'm getting tall. I'm boar beat 5 inches tall. She says, no, Freddie, how old are you now? He goes, well, last Halloween I was only 5, but on February 15th I turned 6. She says, well, hey, I hear your sister started college this year. He says, yes, ma'am. She's a freshman at Florida State, but she's not that smart. I think she's going to blunk out. She's bailing every subject. Dad says it's because all she does is listen to music. She loves the Boo Biters and Maroon 5. Well, he likes it so far. She says, now, is your dad still a scoutmaster, Freddie? He says, yes, ma'am, but... A few weeks ago, he fell into a campfire, and he burned his base real bad. Only burst degree burns, but still very freaking painful. Dr. Brazier, he's our family physician. He says he'll feel a lot better in 4 or 5 weeks. She says, well, Freddie, how about your mom? How's your mom? He says, oh, she's fine. You know, she just opened a new blower shop. She's a blorist, you know. It's on Bordy Borth Street, not too far from the Burst Baptist Church. She's a hairdresser, too. Did she tell you she did the hair of some very famous people last weekend? She said, no, Freddie. Whose hair did she do? He says, Sly and the Family Stone. That is her favorite group. She loves that song. It's a family of bear. It's a family of bear. She said, well, Freddie, I'm sorry to hear about your grandpa. She said, yeah, he died. It was sad at the funeral home. He was a firefighter, you know, and all the firefighters were there at the funeral. From everywhere, from Bloricent, from Bergeson, Benton, Vestas, Bearview Heights, O'Ballin, Illinois, O'Ballin, Missouri, Barmington, big funeral. And in front of the hearse, 5 big red fire trucks. He said, Freddie, I'll bet you'll miss your grandpa. He says, oh, yeah. I really miss him taking me fishing. Boy, could he catch fish. He'd take me out, and then he'd get out that belay knife, and he'd belay those fish, and he'd bry them up in the brine pan. He taught me how to hold the fish so it wouldn't bend me. You know, they got sharp bends. Oh, well, he's fishing in heaven now with his heavenly bother. She says, Freddie, I hear you have a new family member. He says, oh, yeah, his name's Belix. He's a foster child. My parents went to a place called an orphanage and picked him out of about 55 kids. He's teaching me to play football. He has what they call a club butt. And when he kicks that butt ball, it goes real bar. He talks like Boris Gump, and he tells really funny stories. If he likes living with our family, we'll adopt him, and he'll stay with us till he's a bull-grown man. She says, now, Freddie, I hear you got a new pony. He says, yes, ma'am. Her name is Belicity. She's a billy. That's a young female horse. First time I rode her, I bell off. I bell right on my base. Thank goodness our neighbor bred Beinstein had a burst aid kit in his Ford F-150 pickup. He's trading it in next week for a Chevy, Johnny Landaub. So I got 5 stitches in my boar head. When they were stitching me, I thought I would faint and ball right on the blower, but now I'm fine. Bit is a middle. She said, now, Freddie, I hear your cousin graduated from college. He goes, yeah, he already has a job with a Fortune 500 company. My mom says he'll be filthy rich by the time he's 35 or 40. Then he can support the whole family. Now, Mrs. Bergeson, you didn't ask about my brother. She says, oh, he's the baseball player. He's being scouted by the Philadelphia Phillies. They like that he can play both first base and center field. She says, well, Freddie, I guess you want some candy. He says, yes, ma'am. I hope you have Bibb Avenue or Big Newton's or my favorites, Butterfingers. And Chocolate Budge. But please, no Bresh Brut, like apples or grapes. Brut makes me Bart. Now, I would love some budge from Uranus. Uranus has lots of budge. That's because there's a budge battery there. One lady on Bibby Burst Avenue gave me brunch fries. They were fantastic. Also, please, Mrs. Bergeson, no books. Last year, Mrs. Blanigan gave me Jack and the Beanstalk. You know, bee-bye-bo-bum. Boring. She says, Freddie, I understand your dad got to meet President Trump. Yes, ma'am. He campaigned for him. Dad says Hillary is a bellin, that she committed a bellany, and she should go to federal prison. My mom hates Trump. She says he's bull of it. But you can't stand Bill Clinton ever since he got caught something called Bellatio in the Oval Office. She was glad he didn't become our burst gentleman, which is what he would have been if she had become our burst female president and burst female commander-in-chief of our armed forces. My dad says we have the finest biting men and women anywhere on the base of the earth. She said, well, Freddie, we've talked long enough. There are other kids waiting behind you. He said, too bad. First come, first serve. That's what I say. Besides, look behind me. Some of the kids are 14, 15 years old. Too old. Give me a freaking break. She says, all right now. All right, little pirate. He says, yeah, Mrs. Bergson, pirate this year. Next year, Bantam of the Opera. I'll have a mask over half of my base. She says, well, I look forward to that, Freddie. Say, if you're a pirate, wear your buccaneers. He says, where do you think? Under my bucking hat.
All right. Man, that was a long way to go. We have traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyon.
Traffic is brought to you by Lowe's. Accident westbound 64th, Spady's cleared. Traffic jams at Grand. Then your stop and go westbound 64 from the Boone Bridge all the way to 70. Southbound 270, heavy Dorset to 44. Delays westbound 44, Van Deventer to Shrewsbury. Your bumper to bumper southbound 141, Carmen to 44. Accidents westbound 30 at Highway Double P and Earth City Expressway at Rider Trail. Pro customers at Lowe's save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. That's 5% on all purchases in-store or online. Subject to credit approval, U.S. only. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Credit card debt is evil. They lure you in with their discounts and 0% financing, but at the end of the day, you're still sitting there with a mounted credit card debt with a high interest rate. Well, here's the good news. If you're a homeowner, there's never been a better time to do a cash-out refinance. Use the equity in your house to pay off those high interest rate credit cards once and for all. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Apply online for your cash-out refinance at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage License.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
know people probably get tired of everybody asking the same questions, but we'll have to ask him what he's giving out tonight. Or if he's going to be... Some people just, they turn the lights off or something.
And I think so. Which, we didn't get to talk to Bill Clevin. Apparently last year, he handed out hand lotion.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
No, seriously, he posted a picture of it earlier.
Are you talking about the Germex?
Yeah.
The cleanser,
Moisturizer and
kids
stuff
don't
like
that.
No, that's what he heard out. And I didn't bring it up, and now he's
gone. But that's how you make kids hate you.
Where are you, Bill? You know you did it.
Kids hate you. Let's go to Southern California. Mike Evans is standing by, and he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. They're only closed on Monday, as is the Smokehouse Market next door. And if you're going to go to dinner at Annie Gunn's, you will need reservations because it is real popular for a good reason. Gift cards. They sell thousands every year. Tis the season, but they sell them all year long because there's not a single person who wouldn't love a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, please welcome Mike Evans. Now, you live in a neighborhood. How many trick-or-treaters will you get?
I don't know. Last year, I think we got 4.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
They don't come around anymore.
There are certain neighborhoods that get a lot. Well, if I were a kid again, I'd go to like where the doctors live.
The rich people.
Those neighborhoods.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah, why not? And then get all the good stuff. So
how many will you have?
Oh, we've had 31 years, we've never had one. I'm in the woods. I'm in the woods. I live in the woods.
That's true.
You'd have to make a trip just to that house. They like to go where they can let them out of the car and hit about 8 or 10 houses and go.
Well, last year there were trick or treaters. Last year we had probably 15, I guess. And a couple of trick or treaters were like 30 years old.
They had some makeup
on.
I'll tell you what, the only way somebody like that should get, if they had the greatest costume you've ever seen.
Movie quality.
Yes, movie quality. Then, okay, here's a Hershey bar.
Other than that. Happy Halloweeny, homie.
You too.
Uh-huh. Do you know what state really goes out for Halloween more than any other state in the country?
My guess would be California.
Hmm.
You guys want to guess?
Oregon. Are we allowed to guess? Where is Salem?
I'll say Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah, or okay. Massachusetts.
Or Virginia.
Oh. Or Virginia, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go to
Missouri. Or Illinois or Missouri. I think there's a Salem in every state. Yeah.
Bless you. All right, well, I'm going to go the Massachusetts one then. Whenever they did the witch trials.
That was Massachusetts.
The answer is Hawaii.
That's what I meant.
Everybody. I don't know if it's because there's the Far East. I don't know what the deal is. Everybody dresses up. It's unbelievable. It is second to Christmas and 4th of July, Thanksgiving, and they all are distance away from Halloween.
Now,
Hawaii.
When they go to the door, do they have some Hawaiian thing they say, or do they say trick or treat?
Trick or treat.
Okay.
But I mean, the adults do it. I mean, every adult goes to work dressed up.
Said earlier there should be 2 Halloween nights, one for kids and then one where adults. But you to qualify and get candy or whatever, or get Jello shots or whatever, because you're adults, you got to have a killer costume. I mean, go all out. Then you can have your night.
Last week, Pop Quiz theme was about celebrities who hate. This week, Pop Quiz theme is about celebrities who love. Today, name the name of the celebrity who loves books. Reads 3 to 5 books a week.
Hmm.
Emma Watson. Kaylee Cuoco.
I don't know who that is.
I know she's
from the Big Bang.
She's
blonde.
My bad.
Gorgeous.
My bad.
Yeah.
Blake Lively. Lucy Liu. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Lucy Liu. She's now in the MILF category.
Very striking.
Love Nugget, when I told you a few weeks ago... Now it's true. Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, not only back together, they found God. They're going to church 3 times a week. They want to do a TV show together. I think it's beautiful. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
I'm happy
together
for those kids.
It is. Hey, I've been telling you also this, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Are you listening there, Limey?
I am indeed, sir.
They are the real deal. Now Meghan is taking very private lessons for the polite way to eat, how to behave at public gatherings.
We could use
and
that.
The proper manners for all situations, and these lessons are provided by the royal family.
She's
well, my question is, when's the wedding? If the royal family is getting this involved, to make sure she presents herself right.
If she is taking etiquette classes, there's probably going to be a wedding in about a year or two.
Well, there you go. There you go. Happy Halloween again. And guess that George Clooney's big Halloween party tonight includes Cindy Crawford, Seth MacFarlane, Mark Wahlberg, the Kardashians.
No.
And this is bizarre. 6 foot Nicole Kidman is going as 5 foot three Betty White. That's who she's right now. Kind of interesting. I guess my invite must have got lost in the mail because I never got an invitation to that.
That's weird.
I know.
Clinton, didn't he just have another disaster at the box office?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Clint Eastwood did?
Clooney. They just keep paying him.
Oh, it's the new one, I think.
He and Matt
Suburbicon.
Damon with the Coen Brothers movie.
Suburbicon.
Yeah.
Right.
Just horrible.
Flopped.
More Halloween. I hear Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie will be together tonight with their kids trick-or-treating in Beverly Hills.
I sure hope they get back together. It means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
No. He knows better.
Right.
But don't say no. I want to see Limey bite.
Nice
try. He's like dangling a little hook with a worm right there.
Oh, no.
Limey,
he knows
biting
now.
Like nice big
try.
Limey, Mike,
biting like a $5 hooker. Come on.
Mike, his finger twitched, and it actually rose up, and it was about to pounce down on the board, and he stopped at the last minute.
But you see, Franco saved his bacon.
That's the last save. You're on your own.
All right.
You're on your own with this guy, but I'm going to tell you, he's going to hit you with that, and you got to be ready. Don't give it to him.
Okay. Anyway.
Now, see? He looked at the board.
Good for you.
You instinctively looked at the board.
He did.
You looked at the button.
But that's good. That's good. The training is working.
Sports shorts. Dodgers and Astros will roll in the dirt again tonight. Game 6 here in Los Angeles. And the most famous Dodger of all times, Jackie Robinson's original baseball cap, was sold Saturday night here in auction. $590,000.
Whoa!
That's a lot of money for a dirty baseball cap.
I hope it goes 7 games. I love a 7-game series.
Yeah, I do too. You know, Dodgers, big game, of course, tonight they have to win. And while I'm pulling for my old employer, the L.A. Dodgers, to win, either way, it's been a great series so far.
It has.
It's been exciting, absolutely. Odds and ends. Why would people be throwing eggs and bricks and rocks at 375 Greenwich Street in New York City? Answer, it's Jerry Weinstein's office. Oh. So they're throwing rocks and bricks through
Jerry?
His windows.
Who's Jerry Weinstein?
I meant Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
No.
He
should have seen him. He jumped like he was having a prostate.
The head looked at the board. It into my head for the last month.
The head
anyway,
looked
Mike,
at the board, and the hand almost like the finger rose.
There you go.
To hit the button.
Oh, I'll get him. Don't worry about that. Biggest crop loss in California, Napa and Joaquin Valley fires. The two biggest crops lost were wine and marijuana. Wine and weed were the two biggest crops lost.
And you know what's amazing about that is that they let the wine growers back onto their property to look for, you know, lost or stolen items or just, and they wouldn't let the marijuana growers back on their property.
They couldn't find their property.
Yeah. Well, the marijuana growers, you know, they can't find banking out there, and so they were like, they take all their cash proceeds and they buy gold and silver and they bury it in the ground, and the fires melted the gold and silver under the ground.
Oh, I hate
when they
it
let
when
them
that
back
happened.
In the
And there were some firemen. They got downwind of the fire and they left the fire and went to Arby's.
Oh my goodness!
Anyway.
He's too good.
Sorry, dude.
Don't worry.
I'm
going to
have a little sip. Limey, you mind if I have a little sip?
Yeah. No, please. Hurry up.
Hey, Limey, you ever heard of Richard Blade?
I have not.
Oh. Anyway.
He's not going to do it.
And finally.
He's well trained. Oh.
Name the name of the celebrity who loves books. Reads 3 to 5 a week. Emma Watson, Kaley Cuoco, Blake Lively, or Lucy Liu. Before you give me the answer, which one of those, if you were single, and which one?
Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh, Emma Watson.
No doubt.
I don't
absolutely.
I don't know Kaylee Cuoco.
She's the blonde from what the Big Bang Theory.
I don't watch that show, but from what I hear, I pick her.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd go Kaylee.
She's just a little hottie. Right.
Who's
and
the big
very reader? Horny.
How very do you horny. How do you know that?
Well, I mean, she's 24 years old. And she's been married what, two or three times. She falls. She's in love with love. She falls, meets a guy, falls in love, and then they get a divorce, and she falls in love again.
Maybe he divorces her because she's not horny.
Mm-hmm. Well, she likes dorks on the show. I mean, she loves the science nerdy geeks on that show. So.
Well, and in truth, John Galecki, the main geek, mm-hmm. they dated off and on for years. They were on a show, not Roseanne, but another show many, many years ago when they were kids.
Maybe she's been dating off and on. Maybe she's a nymphomaniac.
Maybe.
Could be.
Well, anyway, I was.
No, see? He's on it.
Emma Watson, Kaylee Cuoco, Blake Lively, Lucy Liu.
Who reads a lot? Limey?
I'm going to go with Emma Watson.
I'll go with Kaylee Cuoco.
Tim?
Kaylee Cuoco.
Watson.
Limey and Skillet stepping up, and she's very educated. The answer is Emma Watson.
Hey!
Good job. Right. Have a great day. Have a great Halloween. Everybody be safe. Go Dodgers.
I used to work with a guy named Lee Sherwood. We were at KUSA. It was 55 KUSA. And this guy was one of those guys who knew a lot. And I found out why. When Mike said these people read like three books a week, that's nothing. We went on a cruise. We did one station cruise with some listeners. And Lee took onto the cruise ship seven books. And I'm talking John Grisham books. I'm not talking, mm-hmm. These are big books. He read one every day. He read all seven books on that cruise. Now, normally on a cruise, I know, I know. Normally on a cruise, you want to stand out on the deck and look at the deck. He sat on the deck, and I would see him. He'd go in his cabin, and he still had time for other things. But this guy, the term voracious reader, wow, did he read.
Have you read seven books?
In my life, ever? I haven't read seven.
Really?
I'm not a book reader.
I'm not a book reader.
I'm an article reader,
right.
Snippets, magazine. But no, I look at a big, thick book and just go, no.
No way.
Yeah. Now, books on CD or something, mm-hmm. if you're on the road, those are good.
Gotcha.
But I'm not proud of it, you young people. You don't want to be stupid like me, so read books. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant. Right next door is the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, east. Go east, young man, young woman, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. Window World has 15 months, same as cash, if you decide to purchase windows from Window World. That, of course, is with approved credit. Like anything else, you have to have your credit approved. This is a company that has an excellent track record with the Better Business Bureau. They do free home estimates. They bring a sample window to your house. They let you jump up and down on it to show you how strong it is, or they'll jump on it if they're bigger and heavier than you are. And I don't give the number, the phone number, and I probably should. I just assume that everybody goes to, you know, windowworldstlouis.com. It's 314-993-1800 if you want to make a note of that. 314-993-1800. Qualified Remodeler Magazine. That's a big industry publication. They rank it number one in the country, replacement windows. And they're right, not just in quality, but in sales, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. Not even 15 years they've been around, and almost 50,000 homes just in the St. Louis area have Window World windows. They're also very charitable. The charitable arm is called Window World Cares. They've given about $500,000 to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Terrific company, terrific product. And I hope you'll consider them when it comes time to replace windows. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? And please tell them your AM and the PM. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Credit card debt is evil.
They lure you in with their discounts and 0% financing, but at the end of the day, you're still sitting there with a mounted credit card debt with a high interest rate. Well, here's the good news. If you're a homeowner, there's never been a better time to do a cash out refinance. Use the equity in your house to pay off those high interest rate credit cards once and for all. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Apply online for your cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
If you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, think about the unbelievable prices being given out right now, only at Gateway Buick GMC. Over 14,000 off MSRP on the 2017 Sierra SLT. Over $8,000 off MSRP on the 2017 Encore, Acadia, and Enclave. These prices only at Gateway Buick GMC. Located off I-270 McDonald Boulevard. Shop online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Getting scared already. I got to thinking about the Corn Pops story from earlier in the week. Tim, I think you're the one that called it to our attention, where there's a little character on the box, mm-hmm. and he's the only dark Corn Pop.
As a janitor.
As a janitor.
Right.
But here's what I was thinking about. Obviously, somebody sat and stared at the box and went, this doesn't look right. And I agree after I've thought about it. It's obviously racist, all right? But how does that story become a national news story? Let's say you're the person that saw it. You Twist call that. Kellogg's or whoever makes corn
I'll
pops.
Tell you how it happened. The one person posted on Kellogg's Twitter account
mm-hmm.
and okay. then posted on his own account. And then when somebody saw that on the Kellogg's okay. Twitter account, and then it just exploded.
It's all on, like it's all about those little hashtags that they put at the end.
Right.
And see, I forget about that because I don't tweet.
Right.
Neither do I. It's just stupid
format. I'm surprised
format.
You don't tweet.
No, I tried getting into it, but I don't know how to navigate it. I don't really like.
You've
got everything you can say has got to be in 140 characters. Like,
I don't think I get it.
Facebook, sure, but no.
Hey, just got back from the supermarket. Hashtag groceries. Who cares? I just don't get it. And the hashtag, what, is it a subject matter?
It's a way you can basically just type into Google or Twitter or Facebook. You can just put hashtag Frank Opinion or hashtag AM and the PM and then just hit search. And everything that people have included in that hashtag or like tagged it on the end, it all shows up. So that's how you get this Kellogg's crap go viral.
I'll tell you this. It is a little complex to understand. But knowing you, now that I've got to know you for the last 5 weeks and how much you're into email and listener response and all that stuff, if you were to actually just sit down and devote yourself to about a half hour tutorial on the way Twitter works, you would be addicted to it and it would be a big part of the show.
Well, that's why I don't want to do it.
Okay.
I don't need another addiction.
All right. How many you got?
YouTube has become one. If you start watching that, and speaking of that, before we get away, folks, next time you got a couple minutes, go on YouTube. I watched a woman last night. It's a black lady, mm-hmm. and she's a physician. And she did a segment on the word ASK. And she said, basically, I don't understand why black people cannot say ask. It's not ax, it's ask. And she goes into the, and everything she says makes sense. Then I saw her follow-up video where she had to explain all of the negative hate responses she got for saying that black people should say ask and not ax, which just stuns me. You can't even ask people anymore to just try to speak proper English.
Well, what was her reasoning that people couldn't, that black people can't say it?
Well, basically, because she's saying they're lazy and they don't want to give up that old, it's time to move on. And time, if you want to get a job and you want to apply, then speak. She said, I know that I hear doctors and lawyers and I hear them say that and it drives me nuts. The other thing she did a segment on was, athletes at the end of the game go, well, we was really concerned. She said, you guys are in college. Okay. We was getting a little afraid about the first half of the game. She said, no, we were. Now, it's really interesting to watch her and then to watch the responses she talks about. All right. That's it. Have a great Halloween, everybody. Thank a police officer when you get a chance.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
Goodbye.